Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Hey, everyone. Welcome in Dom Giordano show. And to me, Gibbon heading out to Catania, Sicily, and Italy. Hey, Henry, am I coming through okay? Does that sound okay to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. My headset's a little bit. I'm going to have to turn up the volume a little bit, my headset. Coming to you from the Dom Dome today. And we got some great guests lined up. I wanted to give them one more shot toward the election cycle. Scott Presler even asked to come on yesterday. Today's the last day for the in-person mail-in ballot voting in Pennsylvania. So he'll be here to lay that out. And Julie Kelly, remember her all-time lead investigator. She'll be here talking about what she's found. Did you know we're coming up? It's hard to believe on the fifth anniversary of January 6th, of what happened on January 6th. And still unclear, the pipe bomb, or were they pipe bombs? Remember all that? Well, the anniversary is statute of limitations, as she says, and she has particularly unearthed information about the woman who allegedly found said pipe bombs. Wait until you hear this stuff. She's the best there is on this and on a lot of issues like this. She never relents, but fifth anniversary coming up. All right, a couple of things. I'll give you the side question, too. It's only a two-day stretch this week. So if your name gets into the hat, you got a pretty good shot. One out of two for a great prize. $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Bill Malugian is as good as it gets. The hair is, too. We've been unable to get him on the show, though. I don't know if he doesn't do a lot of interviews. So he put up a long tweet yesterday, and it gets into what Trump promised and where we are with this. Now, the lamestream media is calling it a purge. I believe it's close to a dozen major cities are replacing their head of ICE. Those people will be moved to the headquarters in Washington with someone else, apparently from the Border Patrol. Now, there does seem to be a little bit of a rift here, in fairness, and I think Malugian acknowledges that, between ICE and the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol more aggressive. Now, here is what that change in leadership is about. Apparently, Kristi Noem is and the Trump administration is thinking the figures of those being deported or self-deported are too low. You have people, apparently Tom Homan on that side, who want to continue to focus in on the criminal aliens of one sort or another, and those that are under order of deportation. Some in the Trump camp, and that's why we're seeing this change, they want more all out that we've seen where the controversy comes in. Their argument is, this is what he ran on. This is what he talked about doing. There is no doubt. Now, it's sad for me because we had a great relationship with the head of ICE here in Philadelphia. He would actually come on the show. I thought, was doing a masterful job in this area. But they think the numbers are too low. As we head toward not even, you know, in December, what are we, not even 11 months in or so? I think they're doing pretty well based upon the numbers I've seen, particularly getting rid of criminal aliens and those with deportation orders and the self-deportation part of this. But the numbers are staggering of what Biden did. By the way, we have the House committee now, and I'll get to it in great detail, releasing a report last night indicating that they don't think that anything signed by the auto pen without written transmissions in addition to that should be counted. Any executive orders, pardons, or anything else, and they're right. They reveal that the guy who kept on egging Biden on even after the debate to stay in would have gotten a $4 million bonus if Biden had won. He was a particularly bad witness. So they're moving on this. Now, what will happen next? Well, I'll get to the shutdown and how that plays out. But right now, where we are, I think what the Trump administration has done so far has been on point. Do you need to see it ratcheted up even more, which will cause more back and forth over this issue? I think the calibration that we've seen so far has been aggressive. The numbers are staggering. Corey Lewandowski's involved. And, you know, I don't know that he's on the right track with this. In other words, I think what they were doing was exactly what America voted for. If you get into more stuff where you're not exactly sure about the status of these people, etc., I don't know that that is going to get a resounding from the Trump base. I think the Trump base is pretty satisfied with what they're doing now. And I wonder if you are. So you have three choices. Less aggressive. I don't think we'll get anybody to say that. Or a lot more aggressive. That's why these people were removed. Or about what they're doing now. Stay the course. When it's all said and done, millions of people self-deported, millions of people will be deported. And again, I just think the way it's been calibrated with Homan so far, it's been fine. I don't think Homan's the architect of this. I think it's Corey Lewandowski hooked up with Christine Ohm, that they want to do even more of this. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. As I said here in Philadelphia, I thought they were doing a great job. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. 855-839-1210. Now, as far as the shutdown, we had Jeff Van Drew on yesterday, and we were talking about this big federal union. And they said what the Trump people, what Johnson, what Thune, and everybody else is saying, let's have a House-passed CR, clean CR, and then let's go to the drawing boards on negotiating over Obamacare and all these other things. And this is really causing consternation. This is an 820,000-member federal workers union. This is the big guy. And what some Democrats are saying, whoa, if we have to choose, we're going to choose to stand with those affected on Obamacare, not this federal workers union. So you can see two things are happening here. It's ratcheting up the pressure to settle. Harry Enten guy on CNN this morning had more numbers indicating that Republicans have gained in support during the shutdown. Democrats are losing support, particularly after the, you know, everything wears off of the No Kings Day. So this is an interesting development. And, of course, November 1st, we see the SNAP benefits stop. And that's going to cause more pressure on Democrats, I think, than on Republicans. So this is a big moment. Could we, by the end of the week, see intense negotiations and by the weekend have something settled? I think it's becoming a possibility. How can Democrats go back to just, the CR bill and all that stuff after what they've done here? Well, that's their problem. But this union is saying, hey, are you with us? 820,000 strong of all Democrat union voters, we want to be out of this. All right, you can get in right now at the top, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed #1210. Do you remember the story? I think it was McCaffrey Supermarket, where you had a guy that would stake it out and people that had Trump stickers, and he got put in jail. I think he was from Yardley. He got a pretty good sentence for this. He was trying to flatten their tires and do other things. Well, now we have another case, and it's not Trump this time, over in Abington. There's a woman running for a commissioner seat, Ward 6, Maria Della Monica. And apparently, people that have had lawn signs, yard signs up, supporting her candidacy. It's a commissioner's race in Abington, not even the whole county. They have found varying numbers of screws in their driveway. Obviously, they believe the person is trying to screw it with them. The screw gets into the tire. You get a slow leak. You're on the expressway. Bam. You know, that kind of thing. I'm sure Pat Malloy is on this. But here we have another case. Now, you probably haven't heard about this. If it were on the other side, if these were Democrats with lawn signs and people were trying to screw with their tires, I think you'd hear a lot more about it. And again, as far as can be told, it's lawn signs for a woman running in just a commissioner's race in Abington. It's not even with Trump again. It's not even with all that stuff. It's just a commissioner's race in Abington. All right, Pat, if you've broken the case here or anything, you can always let us know. But just another example. So I don't know what lawn signs we would see up in Pennsylvania. I haven't seen too many of retaining judges. And in Philadelphia, I'm not seeing too many Krasner-Dugan signs. In Jersey, and we're going to get to Jersey with Scott Presler, et cetera, today. It's a little disappointing still, the numbers, since we're a few days into in-person voting. There's a lot of energy for Jack Cettarelli. You know what we're saying? You got to come out and vote early. Waiting to election day is not an option. You have every day to do it. Just do it. Then they stop chasing you. And also the other side psychologically starts to worry. It's all good. Vote as early as you can. Do it today. Why is this so difficult? So these numbers are bolstering Mikey Sherrill is what the bottom line is at this point. All right, let me give you the side question. It's the most obvious of all since we're headed to catch up with a band, big band of listeners and conservative tours. Heading out tonight. What's that about, Kirk, huh?
I love it. I just love Henry's repertoire of music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're headed out. First stop, I think we go to Frankfurt. Then we jet into Catania, also known as Sicily. No, or is that Naples? I'm a little confused, but we're going to have a spot.
Get that
there.
Geography down.
Yeah, well, we got somebody there with a shuttle waiting for us with a big Giordano sign.
Great.
Dom. Make sure. If it says Don, I'm going to tell them that's it.
Turn it around.
All right, give us the plane. We're going back. They have Don Giordano on it. I'll take a picture. We'll have it up there tomorrow. All right, so we want something all time now associated with Italy. Could be a person, too. I'm going to take off the board Mussolini, who I still think is associated with that. I think his granddaughter is still in the parliament. Last time I went, I tried to get her on as a guest. That didn't work out so well. And I'm going to take off, unless you really hit us with something very specific, I'm going to take off Italian food. I didn't want to just take off one.
Yeah.
You know, you can't call in and say spaghetti and then just go off. So I'll take them off, but you can call in on it if you have a particular insight. I'll let you work that out with Kirk. And, of course, I'm going to take the word gravy off. As
well. And as some are debating if that's even Italian.
Yeah, as soon as we land, the first 100 Italians or Sicilians I see. Now, Sicily might be different. I'm told they might be a gravy thing. I might stay there longer if they're in to the gravy camp.
Rose going to be busting out those cards.
Oh, exactly.
Pen in hand.
we're going to get the validation. Hey, Giuseppe, sign your name here. All right. It's 855. And if it's sauce, that vote got in too late.
Right.
It was lost. It's 855-839-1210. Get in on that. And are you okay with where I am okay with where they're going with the legal immigration at this point? If you ratchet up, then more mistakes, more of this. I'm not sure exactly what Corey Lewandowski wants to do. But Homan apparently is in the other camp. I'm with Homan. I think they're doing a heck of a job. I think this is what Trump people voted on. You know, do you say, well, it's 20 million people here, Dom, illegally. We need to do 5 million a year. They're not doing anywhere near that. Well, that might be a bit unrealistic. We'll see. I think people are self-deporting, too, though. I think it's huge numbers. I think it's approaching over a million just in the 9 months. All right, 855-839-1210. Get on board. We'll have the winner today, $50 gift card. And also, we got some great people stopping by. As I said, Julie Kelly, Scott Presler, Fred Herron, among others. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Welcome in, everyone. Headed back to the home country. Well, Sicily, not exactly, but Dom Giordano show. And boy, we land on election day. So, perfect timing. By the way, is Matt Rooney coming on today too, Henry? I'm a little unclear on
that. Unconfirmed right now.
Unconfirmed, okay. But Scott Presler, you know, it's a little bit disappointing, Democrat versus Republican, but the unaffiliated have been cutting, meaning independents. In polling, they've been cutting for Jack Ciattarelli. So what we may be seeing here is an unknown where Ciattarelli is ahead in the early in-person voting, because Democrats will win overwhelmingly in the mail-in ballot, and we just have to try to hold our own because Republicans will win overwhelmingly on election day, is the way that it works out. So, getting guidance on how the unaffiliated are voting is a little bit difficult. All I can say is every poll that we've seen, he's done better among independents than Mikey Sherrill has. But you would think the media thinks that if the trend continues for another day or so, this race is over. It's not. That's ridiculous. But the goal is to continue to get out there, vote early, so that the numbers pile up and the other side is the one with agenda, rather than just waiting until election day, and then they can chase people that are more low propensity voters. But if I had to call it now, and I defer to people like Matt, who's actually out there on the ground, it's better given unaffiliated voters, I think, are going to go with Ciattarelli by a number that matches where Sherrill is with Democrat Republican in the early voting. But it's a great unknown. And you continue to see both sides. By the way, he has gotten the go-ahead to sue her for defamation. I have to tell you, I've been around a lot of political campaigns. They were really stunned when she just started to blurting out, "You killed people, Jack Ciattarelli. Have you no shame?" during the last debate. Remember that? Because of the publishing house that he ran, putting out what she called disinformation on opioids. Wow. Just unbelievable. So I think that lawsuit is in motion. It's a good thing. He's following through on it. And it blunts. I don't think that punch landed. If it did, Jersey is crazier than we think. And I still, in the end, like the idea saying, "Hi, I'm Jack Ciattarelli. Mikey Sherrill wants boys to play against girls in sports." Yep. I'm still going to bang that drum. It is potent. Up and down the line with people on the fence. It just says to them fundamentally, how could I trust anything or believe anything with this party if they keep on positioning this and keep on lecturing us about all this stuff? The Virginia race, I'm not counting on it. It's kind of turned a little bit more back to the Democrat. But if we win in Jersey, that'll be the narrative, big time. And the head of the, I'm going to ask Scott Presler about this at 2 o'clock, the head of the DNC is saying he's barnstorming Pennsylvania to retain the three rogue judges on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Now, if they have to bring in the whole DNC to do this, Scott Presler has won the day in that he has this on the national radar screen, and they're very worried that in one fell swoop, three of these rogue judges would be out. We'd have a 2-2 tie. I don't know. Shapiro can try to appoint someone. I don't know if the Senate would go along with it. So that's what the stakes are in that race. I think we're in that game, and that's a tough one to win, but we're in that. I think we're going to win in Bucks County. That will establish sanity. Will one Republican win in Delco? Well, that show those people have awakened. You can't have 23% tax raises every year. I'm not sure about that. We'll see. I think there's a shot there. And Mondani, since Adams has dropped out, a new poll shows that Cuomo is only 10 points behind. I'm still not in the camp now. You're seeing even some of the longtime supporters of Curtis Sliwa tell him he must drop out. That's the only way to stop him. I still think Mondani will be the mayor. I feel for New York, but you know what? New York has brought this stuff on. I can't just run to Cuomo. I don't think you can either. And I'm intrigued by the story with Mondani and what it'll do to New York. It becomes the story of the midterms. Here's Mondani now having to walk back, Henry, what he said about his aunte not being able to wear her hijab on the subway. He said he had to bring that up. Now he is rescinding that story. Which cut is that, Henry? We got a lot of Mondami ones here. The rescinding is...
I'm not sure I have that one, Dom, I'll be honest.
Oh, okay. All right. So he has now rescinded and said it was the second cousin or so of his father that he's talking about. He also, some new stuff has been unearthed by him. Here is cut 11. Here's what he said, and this is only 2023, about the police and about Israel. Anti-Semitic stuff about how Israel runs New York City. Here's Mondani.
The importance for me of international solidarity is that it takes me out of the American political landscape and reminds me just how tame some of the things are that I'm actually calling for. And it reminds me of the necessity of grounding ourselves in the struggles as opposed to the fights around the struggles. For anyone to care about these issues, we have to make them hyperlocal. We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF. We're in a country where those connections abound, especially in New York City. You have so many opportunities to make clear the ways in which that struggle over there is tied to capital's interest over here.
Wow. All right. So unpack that one. That's only 2023. It's not back when he was a kid promising fresh juice squeezed locally at his high school. This is only a couple of years ago. The boot on your neck of the NYPD. That came from the IDF. Wow. David in Lexington. He's first in today on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David. Afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, how are you doing?
Good.
Well, I want to wish you a safe trip. Don't take any wooden euros.
Oh, thank you.
While you're over there.
We have Italian money, so we should be set, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been beating the bushes on, as I call her, Becky from Virginia, on Facebook a lot, reminding people of the $7 million and the Naval Academy and all kinds of good stuff like that. So I've really been kind of beating the bushes on that kind of stuff. So
good.
I hope people are going to get out and vote.
Absolutely. And look, you know, don't say you're going to wait till Election Day. We gave you the strategy.
Right.
It's a lot less crowded. You know, lunchtime today, vote in Jersey. That's all you have to do.
Yes. Do it for your friend Dave down in South Carolina, please. So as for my side answer, I think the moment people think of Italy, this is probably the only country in the world that people can tell by just the look of it, is the shape of it, is the boot.
Ah, exactly. That is a very good association. Yeah, I don't know too many countries where we see the shape. David, thank you. Thanks for the kind words, as always. All right, we do have Mondani now going back on his claim that his aunte could not wear the hijab on the subways after 9/11. Rather than focusing in on the 3,000 New Yorkers or Americans killed, here's what he said. He was a little bit off. Why are we paying so much attention to that, though? It was somebody related to his father. Here's Mondami.
How will you respond to recent address about the homophobia, you referenced your mom, some of the harassment she was facing post 9/11. Is that a blood relative?
All right, post 9/11. Yeah, the relative.
I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking about Zerafui, my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And for the takeaway from my more than 10-minute address about Islamophobia in this race and in this city to be the question of my aunt tells you everything about Andrew Cuomo and his inability to reckon with a crisis of his own.
All right, notice the footwork there. So he's saying, hey, I talked about Islamophobia for 10 minutes, and you guys just try to take the nugget away from me that he lied about, that this was not the auntie and the hijab. It was somebody else that was related to the father. This is just typical, and it's one of the great Bill Clinton introduced it to Democrats. Why are we not talking about all this other stuff for the 10 minutes? Well, let's talk about that Islamophobia and how fraudulent that is in the face of 3,000 dead New Yorkers. All right, but I do think the race is tightened. I do think he'll win. And when he does, that will be a big, big issue in the midterms. It'll really ratchet things up. All right, old friend of the show, State Senator Chris Dush is with us from Harrisburg, where they're still in shutdown. But he's got a big new bill that tries to take away something. And if you're in business, or even if you're not, this is notorious. Venue shopping. I've often said, if you are a criminal, where do you want to be in court? In the suburbs or Philadelphia? Obvious. But if you're a corporation or a mom and pop and somebody says they fell on your property, do you want to be in the suburbs or in Philadelphia? You don't want to be in Philadelphia. All right? So we'll talk with Chris, State Senator Chris, coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, get in on the side question. Everybody, we should just be flooded today. Something associated with Italy, Sicily, particularly Sicily. That's where Ro and I are headed. And we'll keep you updated on Twitter at DomShow1210. But, as I said in the opening, things look decent in Jersey. We want them to look better. We asked Scott Presler about that because it's guesstimated that a lot of the independent, unaffiliated voters are going to go with Jack Chitterelli. Now, in the back and forth with Mikey Sherrill, Democrats are doing a little bit better in early voting, even though the enthusiasm is incredible for Chitterelli. The whole key is to vote and to vote early. All right, State Senator Chris Dush fights a good fight. He's been with us several times. He's got a new bill that's got a lot of interest of something that affects all of us, even if we're never sued, thank God. Venue shopping. And again, who is it that has opened this up even more? Pennsylvania state Supreme Court. Remember the retention vote. All three can be taken out electronically at once. That race is heated. Let's go to the state senator here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, state senator, afternoon. Welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Afternoon, Dom. Thanks for having me on again, and I really appreciate everything you guys are doing, and also partnering with Scott Pressler over there in New Jersey. He helped me flip Center County from Democrat to Republican.
And the you won't know this. I'm headed to Sicily with listeners, but really they have a big cloning project there. I will be cloning Scott Pressler. I'm only telling you that, Chris.
All right. Hey, I want to get to that bill because I know our time is limited.
Sure. Yeah.
Senate Bill 125, it's got to be a constitutional amendment to change the rules of civil procedure. And in 2002, the legislature, because we were losing docs left and right, we passed a piece of law that stripped that away from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came along, said it was unconstitutional, but boy, did it blow up on them back in 2002. In 2003, they made a rule that prevented basically people from Delaware, Bucks, Montgomery, Chester counties from being drug into Philadelphia court for an incident that occurred out in those counties or even beyond. I've got doctors up here, up in my district. We're 5 hours away, and doctors are being drugged down there to have malpractice claims. The malpractice premiums are going through the roof. Now, the trial attorneys, there are only a small number of them that make huge money off of this. We had a hearing yesterday where only the Bar Association dropped out because there are more of their members, I think. I think the reason was because they had more members who are not part of that elite cadre of high-dollar firms that are getting $150, $200 million settlements. And in business side, it's up to over $1 billion. Judge Street actually just threw out a bunch of rules, and the Supreme Court apparently is going to side with them, these same justices. But you have to ask yourself why. I had more people from the medical industry lined up wanting to testify. We had testimony for 3 hours. As I said, the Bar Association showed up, or didn't testify, but the Trial Lawyers Association had their people there. They try to make it confusing, but it is very simple. It's harming our healthcare industry. Four of the five in Delco, when I was working down there as an insurance investigator, there were six hospitals down there. There are now only two. Four of them have shut. The last one was Crozer Chester. That's venue shopping is one of the issues. So why do the attorneys want it? Well, they're like I said, it's a small number, and they are they're very vocal, and they're also large contributors to judge races. So I'm
Well, it's also, Chris, in my view, the Philadelphia jury. You're better off if you're a criminal than a doctor. I mean, they just see it as something where they're going to sock it. It's a way of getting back. Everybody knows that. I remember there was an accident with the Ferris wheel in Wildwood for a big company. Was not due to them. And they were trying to fight to get it into Philadelphia court for the obvious reasons you're talking about. Then the judges, that's another part of it.
Yeah. Well, and we had a couple testimonies that were really telling. They had one testifier out in a rural county. They were drugged down to Philadelphia because one of the parties in the claim had rented an apartment 5 years before the incident occurred. So that was the quote-unquote nexus that brought that case down to Philadelphia. Another one, a doctor was testifying about how a friend of his had committed suicide after a settlement because rather than take the case in Philadelphia, be drug into Philadelphia, he was so distraught over being basically coerced into taking a settlement and taking a shot to his reputation that he couldn't live with it. Another one, he had settled his, he was out of Montco, and If he said if the case had been in Montgomery County, he wouldn't have settled. He would have gone to court. But knowing that he was 30% more likely to have a huge verdict, and the verdicts being, you know, 50 to 100 times larger than what he would have to face in Montgomery County, he took a settlement. And that's coercion. And that doc ended up having to get therapy, and that was under sworn testimony.
So Chris Dush with us, and doesn't this to breed the problems when we're trying to settle something like SEPTA and the shutdown with Philadelphia versus other parts of the state? It brings back this difficulty in negotiating.
Oh, absolutely. And that negotiating contracts or negotiating the settlements on workers' compensation cases, since the Supreme Court made that ruling in 2022 and the beginning of it, Pond Lahockey, which was basically just a Philadelphia-centered workers' compensation firm, they've had a steady march of billboards across the Commonwealth to where they're now 14 miles from the Ohio line, 7 hours away.
Wow. Yeah, it's there's several big firms, Chris. So this is moving through the Senate, right?
Yes, we're working on getting it through the Senate, and we'll see what happens in the House.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you. Thanks very much for calling our attention to it. Stay in the loop with us, and we'll have you back.
All right, Dom. God bless.
Thank you. I mean, there's some stories there that are shocking. You've heard this before, but think of the human tragedy, the doc who committed suicide, the doc who needed therapy. In Philadelphia, it's better to be a criminal. You're going to get an ear that says, well, you know, maybe the guy's innocent, Larry Krasner, all that. But if you're a doctor, you're going to get it in Philadelphia. Venue shopping here. I remember that Ferris wheel thing. The little girl stood up. I think she was 11. I'm trying to remember the nexus of how they got it into Philadelphia. Everybody said somebody 5 years ago says rented a house here. How's that an apartment? How's that a nexus? Anything to get it into Philadelphia. All right, we've got a great side question going on, too. And that is simply something associated with Italy. Can you think of other people associated with it? I like the boot from David. That is a really good one. I told you about the Maria Della Monica story out in Abington. We feel maybe there'll be a resolution on this, but here we go again. Just in a lawn sign thing, having a lawn sign up, people allegedly are putting screws in the driveways of people that have lawn signs in a commissioner's race. And you know what the goal, I mean, some of these are talking about 15, 20 screws thrown across their driveways. You don't come out, it's dark, bang. These are menaces. Now, I'm not saying it's always one-sided. It's always the conservative or Republican that's in the right. But the lion's share of this stuff, it's just a snapshot of the political violence. And this could be something. You know, you don't have a slow week. One guy in the Channel 6 commentary on this says, I didn't know you had a slow leak. He's on the expressway. Bang. You know what could happen, right? What in the world is going on in the suburbs? All right. The only good thing with this is Pat Malloy will get to the bottom of it out there in Abington. So when I come back, if it's settled by then, we'll have him on. It's amazing. This is just a commissioner's race. This is not Trump. It's filtered down to this. They get it in their head. Well, here's what the guy in Yardley that got convicted, he did it to Trump supporters. I think he got some pretty significant jail time. It ought to be the same thing here if it's proven in that manner. You got to throw the book at these people over a lawn sign in a commissioner's race. Well, she's a Republican. She's probably a Nazi, Maria Della Monica. By the way, I'll play you. We got a new montage, a new fresh montage of Democrats with the Nazi stuff. And Dick Durbin is not satisfied with that. He's talking internment camps. That's what he thinks we have from the Trump administration. All that straight ahead. Get in, though, at 855-839-1210. I don't know if Sinatra, is that an Italian reference there from Henry? I guess so.
Yeah.
Tom Chiantano show. Headed off to Sicily and then Calabria / Naples / The Godfather Tour. Might have to do a side on what I see on The Godfather Tour when we come back. She's Greek, Apollonia. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Good news. Just off Twitter, New Jersey Republicans won day three of in-person early voting. Republicans 31,377. That's 41.1%. Democrats 30,131, 39.5. Other, meaning independents, non-affiliate, 14,851. That's 19.4%. Now, out of those independents, at least if they follow what we've been seeing, the metrics during polling, Cetarelli has got a nice bump there. So are Republicans finally waking up? And if so, look, I admire Scott Presler and Matt Rooney yesterday on my show, and that's, we said it on the air, telling people, yo, we're not going to put on the pom-poms and tell you the performance the first day of early voting or the second day was up to what it should be for Jack Cetarelli to win. Remember, they have the mail-in ballot advantage. But day three now, maybe enough people put that message out to tell people, don't wait. You have all this opportunity on odd moments on the way home for work, on the way to work, lunchtime, whatever you can. And it shouldn't be that crowded. And then the Scott Preslers of the world stop chasing your vote. They go after the really hard votes to get out. Also, the news gets out. I was just able to tell you on day three, the Republicans won. And again, I believe based upon polling independents with Cetarelli, they may have won, I wouldn't say substantially, but they won in a way that's going to win them the election. That's the way that I would put it. And, Matt Rooney didn't pull punches yesterday with it. Neither did Scott Presler. And they shouldn't. They shouldn't say everything is fine. We're going to waffle her on this. She's a rotten candidate. All true about a rotten candidate and all the things we've seen play out here. But it's about winning. And that means telling the truth while we still have time to get people out there. If you've been to the polls the last couple of days, first day, you can call in and tell us because, again, there was a lot of energy anywhere that Cetarelli went, particularly with Scott Presler. But the numbers were a little bit down from what we thought they would be. Bill in Bucks, he's on Talk Radio 1210 with Tom. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Hi there, Dom. Good afternoon. I'm calling from 55 East Court Street in Doylestown, which is the home of the Bucks County Board of Elections. And I'm right outside, a little windy out here, and there's no wait. This is the final day of on-demand yes. mail-in balloting. And there's certainly a strong presence of Scott Presler's folks out here with the Freedom T-shirts, Charlie Kirk stickers, and so forth and so on. So there's no wait. So if anybody wants to come up here in the center of Doylestown, I mean, you'll be in and out in less than 15 minutes. So.
That's excellent. You're right. It's the last for the thing that people claim they want to do. Bank your vote, but do it in person. That's what I did in Philadelphia, and I already have my email on the vote. I had it almost instantaneously. Do it today. All right, Bill, what's your side here? What's your side?
Oh, my side. Oh, yeah, okay. The final days of Pompeii, Mount Vesuvius.
Ah, yes, I've been to Pompeii on the first trip we took with conservative tours. Really good spot. I don't know, I have to ask Dawn, we're kind of exhausting Italy. This is our third trip, but it's over a long period of time. Okay, coming up, Julie Kelly hit me up on Twitter yesterday, I think it was. She is the ace investigative reporter, conservative, particularly on January 6th. Did you know? It is the fifth anniversary coming up, right? On January 6th. Statute of limitations. What about those pipe bombs or alleged pipe bombs or whatever they were? She's got something really big on that and the overall issue. and we'll take more of your calls. Get in, though. And think of a person. Who would you say represents Italy? Who is it? I'm not going to take off some of the females. I thought we'd have them by now. I might take them off soon, though. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.